With more than 15.5 million hits on our website in 2022, it's that time of year when the Citizen takes a look at the top 10 stories according to how popular they were on the website. Here's what you clicked on most in 2022. BC motorists with peeling license plates subject to $230 fine. This story from Citizen reporter Ted Clark takes a look at Dave Muirheads, who was worried about his peeling license plate and a possible $230 fine if it wasn't replaced. The story notes that drivers with peeling license plates can visit an autoplan broker to obtain a replacement free of charge. Opinion. Blame Trudeau. This editorial from Citizen editor Neil Godbout was published in February. The piece takes a look at how Justin Trudeau has become a lightning rod for distraction in political discourse and social media, especially during the height of the Freedom Convoy. BC YouTuber faces charges over 30-day survival challenge in National Park. This story from Glacier Media reporter Stefan Labby details how a man from Canal Flats, BC crossed into Banff National Park to film a 30-day survival challenge in the Canadian Rockies for his YouTube channel. He faced charges in court for illegal fishing, hunting in a park, discharging a firearm in a park, lighting an illegal fire, and damaging or destroying a natural object. Truck buyer says BC new used vehicle tax policy for vehicle gouging consumers. Citizen reporter Ted Clark gained attention again for another vehicle-related piece. He reported on a man from 150-mile house who was shocked to find out he had to pay $5,669.80 in provincial sales tax to have a used vehicle registered. Prince George actress recovering after being shot in Los Angeles. A Prince George-raised actress, Keilani Rose, was shot in the chest by two individuals who randomly fired a pistol outside of her Los Angeles apartment. This story details a GoFundMe campaign set up to help Rose after her miraculous recovery in ICU. Here's every candidate running in the Prince George civic election. One of the biggest events of the year was the municipal election, which saw the city elect a brand new mayor, and many city councilors and school board trustees. The Citizen wrote this story to provide an easy-to-find feature for local electors to familiarize themselves with the candidates as well as create a hub for further election coverage. Too much boom. Pipeline workers outnumber residents in one northern BC town. Only published on December 17, this feature by Citizen reporter Arthur Williams was one of the best-read stories of the year. It takes a look at how the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion has brought thousands of workers to the small tourist village of Vailmont, located near Mount Robson Provincial Park. Police union appalled at sentence for injuring Prince George RCMP officer. This story from Citizen Court reporter Mark Nielsen details how the National Police Federation responded to Blake Kyan George, who was issued 2 years probation for leaving an RCMP member with a potentially career-ending head injury. Prince George Restaurant gets two high hazard ratings. Restaurant news is always big news in Prince George. This story published in May about two high hazard ratings from Northern Health for local joint fresh tomato pie was one of the best read stories of the year. The restaurant no longer has a high hazard rating and its last inspection was in June 2022. RCMP arrest 32 shoplifters at Pine Center Mall. In September, the RCMP partnered with Pine Center Mall Security to crack down on prolific shoplifters. This story from a police statement details how between September 16 and 18, RCMP arrested 32 people for a variety of offenses at the mall. A total of $4,500 in stolen goods were recovered.